From Southern Illinois, it's Fishing in the Outdoors with Al Crocker.
This week I continue with my buddy Kyle Seifert. This guy, as I told you last week, he can catch a crappie, white bass, largemouth, catfish, whatever he decides he wants, he goes out and works at it, and he is a heck of a fisherman. When I come back, my buddy Kyle Seifert.
Enjoy great dining, shopping, and of course, great hiking, biking, camping, fishing, hunting, and just plain good sightseeing at Carlisle Lake, Illinois' largest man-made lake. Have a great but safe time in Carlisle, Illinois. To learn more, log on to CarlisleLake.com.
Friends, where are you getting your bait and tackle for a day of fishing at the lake or river? For me, it's Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen. Hooks, carks, weights, rod and reels, live bait, along with the most popular lures for the white bass, crappie, and catfish. And now, some of those last-minute marine products you need. Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen, or henkelshookandarrow.com.
Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle has been a family-owned and operated business for over 35 years. Today, Huell's Oil covers about 15 counties for tank wagon fuel deliveries, all of Illinois for transport fuel deliveries, and from Indy to St. Louis and Dixon to Paducah when it comes to lubricants. Find them at 16320 Old Route 50 in Carlisle or call them at 618-594-2831. That's Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle.
Kyle, this week I want to talk to you. You know, there has been a rash. I call it a rash, but there's been several incidents in these bass tournaments. A couple of them, actually, one of them fatal, I believe in Oklahoma. And what do you think? I mean, what exactly do you believe is going on? I mean, is it the fact that the boats, the speed of the boats? I mean, it wasn't a fog issue. We're talking about the one that, where was that? Out in Oklahoma, Smith Lake.
I think it was Alabama, and it might have been Smith Lake.
It was Alabama. You're right.
And I think that I'm not sure. I think the boat that was struck by the bass tournament angler was a fishing charter. I think they were trolling for stripers, if I read right. And I'm not real sure. I heard it involved coming around a point. I don't know. Specific details, but these boats are fast. You're reeling up water or ground per se pretty quick when you're running 70 mile an hour, 65 mile an hour, and things happen in a hurry. Boater safety should be a top priority, and it is in most circumstances. But accidents do happen, and they're happening right now at an alarming rate. I think they had another accident maybe the same day in North Carolina that was not fatal, but was a pretty bad accident.
You know our buddy John Rinder, the coach there, and you know him. Everybody knows John, the coach at McKendree for the college boys. But he brought up an interesting aspect. He said, you know, so now with the screens, we're talking about the screens that we use for our sonar stuff. He said most of the guys, the tournament guys, have got the two screens mounted up front. I never thought about creating a blind spot, but when I look at my boat, I can understand that, and my screen's not that big. But give me your take on that.
Well, that was my next point was going to be, I've got so much stuff up on the front of my boat, and I've got a bad blind spot. I really have to look around and be very vigilant on what is in that blind spot and make sure that I'm keeping an eye on things. I've almost hit several wake buoys, you know, or just channel markers. You take your eyes off it, you look at your screen, you look back up, and something gets in that blind spot and you don't notice it till the last second. It can be dangerous, and that is a bad problem with the screen size. You know, they're making 16, 18-inch screens now. That's a big, big blind spot on the front of that boat, along with these trolling motors, and you're putting equipment on the trolling motors, and a lot of guys are running two screens at the back of their boat. It's just creating a lot of, one, distraction, because you're looking at maps and you're trying to think where I'm going next. I'm trying to run a channel. A lot of these guys are running blind. You mentioned fog earlier. When you run into fog on the water, it's a wall of fog you can't see. And if you stop, there's another 20 boats behind you running 60 mile an hour. It just creates a bad situation. And I don't know what the answer is. Obviously, you just got to be safe and try to use your best judgment. But the screen size and the screens being on the front of the boat are a problem. Gonna climb a mountain.
A wise man once said, wherever you go, there you are. You don't have to go away to get away. It's all a state of mind. Can't you see? Can't you see? And with Smooth Bush Beer, the mountains are closer than you think. Isn't it time to head for the mountains? Please drink responsibly. Bush Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Distributed by Donewall Distributors, Greenville, Illinois. Is mowing and cutting taking up too much of your fishing time? Go to Rams Hours Farm Supply for the lawn and garden machines to get the jobs done fast, easy, even fun. From everything from push mowers to lawn and garden tractors, even zero-turn mowers, Rams Hours has the very best. Husqvarna, Ferris, Snapper, and Simplicity. Get your best deal on the brand of your choice, and Rams Hours backs up their chainsaws, trimmers, tillers, and mowers with great service after the sale. Rams Hours, Route 161, just a little west of Centralia. Phone 533-4457.